Hello, I'm Vimlasara. Welcome to Day 11, a day of reflecting on ethics. It has been said that if your life is full of drama, crisis or chaos, take a look at your ethical life. Often we can point our finger at somebody else and not take a good look at ourselves. Living a more ethical life is a crucial part of maintaining recovery. You could see becoming more ethical as a practice of self-forgiveness and self-compassion. Today's music has been composed and arranged by Yeshe Shodron, also known as Lori Lesk. Gandhi said, "We must be the change we want to see in the world." The Buddha offers us principles to help train the mind so we can be that change. They are not commandments or given by some almighty being above. They are principles to help you with your negative mental states. You become aware of these principles and start from where you are. What we do in our everyday life will have an impact on our sobriety of mind. When we live a more ethical life, it helps to maintain sobriety and equilibrium in our daily life. We will take the next 10 minutes reflecting in turn on each principle while reciting what we can do to help us live more in line with them. You can say them out loud or silently to yourself. We will do each one 3 times in call and response. I undertake to abstain from harming life. With deeds of loving kindness, I purify my body. I undertake to abstain from harming life. With deeds of loving kindness, I purify my body. I undertake to abstain from harming life. With deeds of loving kindness, I purify my body. Now reflect on this question for 90 seconds. What deeds of loving kindness can you do to help transform body, speech, and mind? I undertake to abstain from taking the not given. With open-handed generosity, I purify my body. I undertake to abstain from taking the not given. With open-handed generosity, I purify my body. I undertake to abstain from taking the not given. With open-handed generosity, I purify my body. I undertake to abstain from taking the not given. With open-handed generosity, I purify my body. Now reflect on this question for 90 seconds. What acts of generosity can you do to transform body, speech, and mind? I undertake to abstain from sexual misconduct. With stillness, simplicity, and contentment, I purify my body. I undertake to abstain from sexual misconduct. With stillness, simplicity, and contentment, I purify my body. I undertake to abstain from sexual misconduct. With stillness, simplicity, and contentment, I purify my body. Now reflect on this question for 90 seconds. How can you bring about more stillness, simplicity, and contentment in your life? I undertake to abstain from false speech. With truthful communication, I purify my speech. I undertake to abstain from false speech. With truthful communication, I purify my speech. I undertake to abstain from false speech. With truthful communication, I purify my speech. Now reflect on this question for 90 seconds. How could you make your communication more truthful and kind to help transform your speech? I undertake to abstain from taking intoxicants. With mindfulness clear and radiant, I purify my mind. I undertake to abstain from taking intoxicants. With mindfulness clear and radiant, I purify my mind. I undertake to abstain from taking intoxicants. With mindfulness clear and radiant, I purify my mind. Now reflect on this question for 90 seconds. How can you transform your mind so it becomes more clear and radiant? This is Vimla Sara wishing that you become the change you want to be in the world, wishing you a day abundant with self-compassion.